You're listening to the Happy Hour Podcast with Dr. Jay Dene. The Happy Hour Podcast is a space for the self-aware, accomplished woman and leader, professionally or personally, to connect, learn, and grow, fueled by her feminine juices. Listen to hear strategies and processes from Dr. Jay Dene and other experts to begin working to live a full and satisfying life while amplifying your leadership effectiveness.
Good morning and welcome back to Power Up Your Authentic Leader. This is Jay Dene here, and I wanted to keep us moving. We've already talked about what the things, and we've had an opportunity to think about the things that we wanted to change and why we wanted to change those things. Today, I want to take that a step further. So we know as leaders, we are very resourceful people. We know people, we have strong networks. And today I want us to begin to think about how we might be able to use some of those people and some of those networks and some resources that we have in order to bring about the change that we say that we want to have in our life. So there are two challenges that I think are most common for leaders, because we have this great energy for bringing about change professionally and being able to pull out the wonderful attributes with the people around us. But sometimes that energy that we have and that ability that we have, we find a hard time applying it to our personal selves and for personal reasons. So with that said, there are two challenges that are prominent here for us with regard to bringing about the changes that we would like to see in our life. And one is this whole idea of relinquishing control. Because some of us really are more comfortable when we know what's going on, when our hands are deep in it, because our names are on it, and we want to call it good, and we want to make sure that it's good. But that can sometimes be a barrier for us for getting in touch with our authentic leader and getting in touch with our authentic self. So that's one challenge. The other challenge is asking for help, because you are typically the one with the answer. And so to ask for help for some people, depending on what's in our backstories and depending on what's going on in our life right now, can sometimes be challenging. Sometimes relinquishing control and asking for help feels like a weakness for us. But the thing is, we have to get to a point where we understand that when we can do that, we really open up this brand new space for creative energy and for creative thought. And we hope, and we can do something else with that space. So we can perhaps learn a little more about ourselves that we didn't know. We can pick up another hobby, which is inevitably going to help us to learn about ourselves. So we can do those things that we thought were perhaps things that we might be able to do in our retirement, or maybe that we just were convinced that we didn't have time to do. So those things are really important, though, because those are the things that really help us to move toward our authentic self and help us to understand so much about ourselves. And when we do that, we become more productive people in life. When you are able to gain a better understanding of who you are as a person, you show up differently in your own life. So you show up differently for your family, and you show up differently in your world. You show up differently in your work. You are happier, and you are more productive. So with that said, I want us to begin to start small with identifying something on the list that we generated when we took a look at what we wanted to change. So I want you to think about one thing that's on that list, one thing that you really feel comfortable with tackling right now. And I want you to ask yourself the question, how can I begin to bring about that change in my life? Because the only way that change is going to manifest is if you manifest it. This is work that you honestly and truly have to do. We can sit back and we can think about how disorganized life feels, or how overwhelming life feels, or that we would like to have something change or shift in our life. We can think about that all day long, but we have to get to a place where we're doing something about that. And so I want you to start with something that you really feel like you have the ability to tackle. And then I want you to think about what resources you have available to you. So what people are there? What services are there? What can you delegate? Do you have to restructure? And then you have to use all of that information, all of that knowledge. And this applies personally and professionally. So even when we talk about delegation, what are some chores at home that you might be able, or some obligations that you have to your family or to the people in your personal life that you may be able to delegate? And in terms of your personal life and at work, what are some services that you may be able to bring in to help you to bring about balance and free up some of that time where you can have some mental space to actually think and be? What people are there? Can you use your children? Is there someone at work who you can offer some more responsibility to and be able to train them and rely on them and check in with them rather than you feeling like you have to be the one that's in there and doing all the work? So the bottom line is that you have to be the leader in your own life. You have to be the leader in your own affairs, and you have to stop waiting for permission to do that. It doesn't make you a better leader or a more powerful person because you give to everything without stopping to take care of yourself. So I really want you to remember that. You have to remember that you already have all the skills that you need in order to bring about this change in your life. For God's sake, you are a leader. It's just a matter of honing in that those leadership skills, doing what you do for everyone else, and start to do it for you. So again, I want you to think about how you can approach the change that you desire and where are your resources, okay? Do your work.
So I want you to keep in mind as we move along that you are on your journey, and I want you to be kind and gentle to yourself along the way. I also want you to stay in touch with me on Instagram at Dr. J. Denae. And until the next time, take good care of yourself. Bye-bye.